If you heard that a boy had gotten a spanking, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
deserved it.
Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, well, I bet he oughtn't have done that?
Yes, I heard that.
You hear that?
Yes, I have.
If you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
still won't do it.
Or...
can't do it or won't do it.
I asked you about a few different types of animals. This bird that people say is supposed to be able to see in the dark, you know what that would be?
A bird?
Uh-huh.
You're not talking about a bat?
No, I don't think it's a bat.
Oh, an owl. An owl. Yeah.
Are there different types
of owls
around here?
Oh, yes. We have the barn owl and the screech owl. That's just about all I know about.
Is that barn owl the same as what some people might call a hoot owl?
Yeah, well, the hoot owl, I guess, would either describe the screech owl or the brown owl, or that barn owl. You just speak of them as a hoot owl because they hoot.
Right.
But have you ever heard one screech? You wouldn't call him a screecher, a hooter, if you heard him screech.
I guess not. What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker. And we have two varieties of those around here that I know of. Don't ask me to tell you the varieties.
That's okay. Have you ever heard the woodpecker call anything out?
Redhead.
Redhead?
Uh-huh. Sapsucker?
Have you ever heard people call it a peckerwood?
Yeah, peckerwood. Peckerwood.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Oh, yes.
What do they mean?
Oh, blockhead, dumb ox.
In other words, it wasn't flattering.
No, it isn't. It isn't flattering.
What about this animal with the black fur with a white stripe down the middle of its back?
Skunk.
Do you call that anything else?
I think I have heard people call it a wood kitty. That's just about right off. I don't think of anything else.
What about a polecat?
Yeah, I've heard a polecat. But you know, I've come to think of a polecat as a different species. Isn't there really a cat that is a polecat?
I don't know about that, but one thing, an animal, when I asked this question, I heard of an animal called a civet cat.
Well, that and the polecat, I think, are about the same.
I don't think
a skunk really is a polecat.
A civet cat is similar to a skunk, and it has the same, it can make the same strong odor.
Is that right?
But that's a little bit different.
A little bit different.
It has different markings.
But through the years, I have heard skunks called polecats.
Well, is there any comprehensive general term that you could use for animals that would be bad about getting in your hen roost, say like foxes and possums and weasels? You say they're all just...
Well, you might speak of them as wild animals. But there is another word, if I can just think. I don't know.
You ever heard people refer to, well, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those varmints?
Yes. That could do it.
You mentioned squirrels the other day.